The human body is a host. It's an unnerving reality if you think about it too much, but
we're all teeming with tiny little microorganisms that help us perform all kinds of functions, like digestion and immune support and much more. These microorganisms are our pals, generally speaking. They live in our microbiome, which is just a fancy way to say that we host them in our guts and our skin and in our mouths and all over.
And we affect our microbiomes all the time. Like, for instance, whenever we eat something. The microbes in that food make their way into our body. And for this video, I wanted to look at the microbes in one particular food.
Yogurt. I started looking into the story because someone named Ellen wrote in asking if probiotics in yogurt were a gimmick. Aren't all yogurts probiotic? Ellen didn't leave an email or any way to get in contact with her, so her identity is a mystery. But I'm going to use this platform to speak to all Ellens who have ever had this question cross their mind. And to do that, I called up some experts.
The term has kind of become synonymous with friendly microbes. And it's sort of, I don't know, a sexy term to put onto a product label.
The probiotic definition is live microorganisms that, when administered in adequate amounts, confer a health benefit on the host. The microorganisms need to be alive at the time of consumption, and there needs to have been an actual study to demonstrate that there was a health benefit.
That's Hannah Holscher, a microbiome scientist and professor of nutrition at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. I talked to her and Maria Marco, president of the International Scientific Association for Prebiotics and Probiotics, about, well, mostly yogurt. And they told me that probiotics aren't one size fits all. There are a ton of different strains that elicit different effects. So
when you say something is probiotic, you really have to follow it. Well, for what? Like, what is the benefit that one could expect?
When it comes to yogurt, pinning down that benefit is actually pretty straightforward. Most yogurt contain these two specific organisms, Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus bulgaricus. They're added to milk for the purpose of fermentation, which is when enzymes convert certain components of food, in this case breaking down lactose, which is the sugar in milk. This process is what makes yogurt thick and tangy, but it's also the thing that gives yogurt its probiotic benefit.
Microorganisms are providing a benefit because they're helping to break down that lactose.
The European Food Safety Authority has given yogurt a probiotic designation for that very specific purpose.
So, yes, Ellen, you smart, mysterious woman, you were correct. Pretty much all yogurt is probiotic.
Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus remain alive and active in refrigerated yogurts. And when we eat them, they stick around in our gut for a while and continue breaking down lactose. And that's helpful because, on average, about two-thirds of adults lose the ability to digest milk after childhood.
If you are someone who has lactose intolerance, that can include things like bloating, gas, diarrhea. You are a lactose maldigester, which means your enzymes aren't active enough to break down that lactose. Individuals can have some degree of lactose maldigestion, but not necessarily be intolerant.
So the good news here is that if you are someone who gets an upset stomach from products that have milk in them, yogurt doesn't necessarily have to be on your no-no list because it's literally built different. Its enzymes will continue breaking down lactose even after they're in your guts. But Ellen wanted to know about probiotic yogurt specifically. And when you start looking at yogurt labels, you realize that benefit isn't always promoted. Like, this cup of Chobani just acknowledges that it has live and active cultures. But then you have yogurts that market themselves as probiotic, like Activia.
Several yogurts are claiming to help with your digestive health, but only one yogurt in the whole wide world has the natural culture Bifidus regularis and is clinically proven to help regulate your digestive system.
As Jamie Lee says, Activia is special because they add an additional and exclusive probiotic, Bifidus regularis, to get the specific health benefit of, well, helping you poop, which, yes, is incredible fodder for comedy.
I've eaten over 16 Activia yogurts today, and I plan to eat at least 4 more. Poop my pants as an older woman. Proud of it!
And if we're talking about marketing gimmicks, which Ellen specifically asked about, this probiotic is real, but Activia basically made up and trademarked the name Bifidus regularis. Its actual name is this, but it still is effective nonetheless.
Gastrointestinal health can be a really personal subject. What I perceive as my normal and what you might perceive as your normal could be different. Individuals that may be having 2-3 days in between a bowel movement, a probiotic that's been studied to help reduce constipation and improve regularity is going to be more likely to be able to provide a benefit there.
Most people, including myself, eat yogurt on a regular basis just because we like it. The probiotic benefits are just a lucky extra advantage. Bottom line though, are probiotics a gimmick? No, they're not. However, you don't need to change your microbiome to be healthy.
By adding a microbe, yeah, you're changing the microbiome, but you know, that's just one microbe. It's not changing the structure or the activity of our resident microbes that are with us all the time.
Once you stop consuming that probiotic, the health benefits are very likely to go away. In general, most people, it's going to wash out within about a week.
And that's a good thing. Our bodies are delicately balanced, and there's still a lot of science to uncover in regards to how microbes affect our bodies. When it comes to yogurt, though, the benefits are specific, and there's no harm in having it on a regular basis.
The FDA accepted a recent claim that eating yogurt regularly, at least 2 cups or 3 servings per week, may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, according to limited scientific evidence.
Certainly, if you like yogurt, you should eat it. It's not gonna hurt.
So, Ellen, and everyone watching this video whose name is not Ellen, but mostly you, Ellen, you know who you are. Yogurt is beneficial in more ways than we realize, so don't get hung up on the probiotics of it all. Just enjoy a cup when you want. Or, you know, not if you don't. I'm not here to tell you what to do. We're not sponsored by Big Yogurt. In fact, this video isn't sponsored at all, but we do make the show Explain It To Me. JQ, this is your show, so can you tell the audience a little bit about how they can get their question answered if they're curious?
Yeah, we answer questions on everything from why it's so hard to get bike lanes to why your allergies definitely are indeed worse now. If you want your question answered by someone on the Vox team, head to the link in the description.